بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Infiq, which is the external dimension of the Sharia. The Sharia has an exoteric external layer and dimension, which is the letter of the law. But the same Sharia, which has a dhahir, an exoteric layer, the same Sharia also has an inner, esoteric dimension to it. That which is important is that this entity is called the Sharia. But this Sharia is multi-layered, and we shouldn't suffice with only one dimension. If you suffice with the Zahir, it'll lead to your spiritual downfall. And if you suffice with the Batin, the esoteric layer, and not pay heed to the Zahir, it will also lead to your spiritual downfall. In this new series of lectures, inshallah, what we want to do is we first go through certain fatwas of the Maraji, the religious authorities, and then we go through the Zahir of these fatwas, and then the same fatwa, we enter into the batini layers of those fatwas, of those external dimensions. Okay. Now I'll read the Arabic. It's from a standard book in fiqh. I'll read the Arabic, translate it, so we understand what the external layer is describing. And after that, we go into the batini meanings of that zahir. So zahir means the exoteric, the letter of the law. The batin is the spirit of the law. They're both important. Usually, the treatises of the religious authorities, we only have the letter of the law. That which is not being paid heed to is that we also need treatises of the spirit of the law. But where do we get that spirit of the law? It's from the Sharia. It's the same as the Zahir, the exoteric dimension of the Sharia. Okay. يَنْقَسِمُ مَا يُسْتَعْمَلُ فِيهِ لَفْسُ الْمَاءِ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. That in which the expression water is used, that in which water qualifies. Okay, so wherever something qualifies as water and the expression water can be used in relation to it, that in the language of the Sharia, that can be divided into two classes. Okay, that which the expression water can be used in relation to it is divided into two classes. Al-awwalu, the first class, i.e. the first thing or the first class of things in which the expression water is used. What is it? What's this first category? Ma'un mutlaqun, absolute water. This is category number one. Wahua, and absolute water is defined as ma yasihu isti'malu lafsin ma fihi bila muzafin ilay. It's defined as that water in relation to which using the expression water is deemed accurate according to laity, according to the common layperson, without being annexed to anything, without there being any need to annex water to any other thing. It's deemed as accurate by the common layperson in using the term water. So wherever it's deemed accurate by the common layperson to term something as in quotes, water without there being any need in annexing it to anything, there, that water is called absolute water. Now, examples are given. Kama alladhi yakunu fil bahri aw an-nahri aw al-bi'ri aw ghayr dhalik. Such as that water which is in the sea, in rivers, in wells, and other things. The water in the sea, the water in a river, in a well, all these, it's accurate, according to the common layperson, to call it water, without there being any need to annex it to anything. It's water. They say this is water. فَإِنَّهُ يَسِّهُ أَن يُغَالَ لَهُ مَاءٌ. And it is deemed accurate in when it is said in relation to that thing, water alone. It's deemed accurate.
وَإِضَافَتُهُ إِلَى الْبَحْرِ مَثَلًا لِلتَّعْيِينِ لَا لِتَسْهِيهِ اسْتِعْمَالِ.
Now here, they say that, now when we say seawater, we're annexing water to the sea. When we say river water, we're annexing the water to the river. The fuqaha say, the jurisprudence, that this kind of annexation is not what we mean. Because here when we annex water to the sea, it's for purposes of specifying the locus wherein the water is residing. And that's in a sea, in a river, in a well. It's not for purposes of correct usage. Because even before you annex water to the sea, before calling it seawater, that reality is water. The common layperson does qualify that which is in the sea as water. Now, when we annex it to the sea, that's only for reasons of specifying the place, not for reasons of correct usage, whether it's correct to call that water water in genuine terms. Now, this will be understood when we speak about the second class, and then we'll come back and explain this more.
Athani, the second group of things in which the expression water is used, is called Athani ma'un muzafun.
Here, the second group is called mixed water. It can also be translated as relative water, because it's not water alone, it's mixed with something. But I think for reasons of simplicity, I think let's call it mixed water for now.
Wahua, the definition of mixed water,
all these have batini meanings. I just want to cover the zahiri aspects before going into the batin.
Wahua ma la yasihu isti'malu lafz al-ma fihi bila muzafin ilay.
Mixed water is defined as that water in relation to which using the expression water is not deemed accurate when it's not annexed to anything. Just calling it water, it's not deemed accurate according to the common layperson.
كما الرمان وماء الورد,
such as pomegranate water or rose water. Here, it's when you don't annex it, when you don't annex it to anything, you can't call it, it's not correct to call that entity as water without annexing it to something. And therefore, pomegranate water, you have to annex the water to pomegranate. You have to annex the water to rose. That has to be done. If you don't do it, you can't call that external pomegranate water juice or rose water, you can't call it water anymore.
without annexing it. Water alone, you can't. Whereas with absolute water, without annexing it to anything, there you can call it water. But with pomegranate juice and other juices and rose water, here, if you don't annex it to it, to something, just calling it water in absolute terms, which was okay with absolute water, here, just calling it water in absolute terms is incorrect, according to the layperson. Such water is called mixed water. It has to be annexed. Now, in sea water, water was annexed to the sea. In rose water, water is annexed to rose. But with sea water, this annexation was for purposes of specification. للتعيين, it was for purposes of specification, to specify the place, the locus of where the water is located. Otherwise, it's water, and you can use it on its own without annexing it, and it qualifies as water, according to laity. But here, when you annex water to rose, when you call it rose water, that's not for purposes of specifying the location. Here, the actual entity is being specified. It's for purposes of correct usage. And here, it is not correct to call this absolute water, this rose water. It's mixed water. كما الرمان وماء الورد, such as pomegranate juice and rose water and all other juices. فإنه لا يقال له ماء إلا مجازا. In such cases, it's not accurate to deem and call that entity as water, the rose water. It's not accurate to call it water, save as a figure of speech. There it's okay. We said that in which the expression water is used is divided into two. One is absolute, one is mixed water. But mixed water, you can't say it's called water, save as a figure of speech, whereas absolute water is water in genuine terms. وَلِذَا يَسِحُ سَلْبُ الْمَاءِ أَنْ, and therefore negating such cases as water with the predicate is not water is correct. What does that mean? With the rose water, negating it as water by saying rose water is not water. In this sentence, rose water is not water. Rose water is the subject. The predicate is not water. That you can negate. Mixed water, you can negate it with such a predicate. Whereas with absolute water, you could not negate it with this predicate because it was water in genuine terms. But when you use water for all kinds of juices, as a figure of speech, they can be negated as water, where the predicate is not water. Okay, so sorry for going into detail too much. We may change the approach of how to explain the Zahir and the Batin as we go on and as I receive your feedback. Okay, so what is the Batini meaning for this first passage that we have read? As I say, we have many pages to go through. With every ruling, we want to first make sure we understand the Zahiri aspect before delving into the Batini. But both aspects are important. When you go through the esoteric sayings and reports of the Ahlul Bayt, the successors of the Holy Messenger, there, when they give a commentary on certain verses of the Holy Qur'an where the term ma', water, is used in the Qur'an, and sometimes other terms such as food, ta'am, is used, here and other terms too, but ma', water, and ta'am, food, and other terms, they exist in the Holy Qur'an, when commentaries to those verses are given by the successors of the Holy Messenger, we see that they, when they define what water is, in addition to the external meaning of water, which is H2O, they also go through the esoteric meaning of what water is in metaphysical terms, in esoteric terms. And in one verse of the Holy Quran, وَأَلَّوِ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى التَّرِيقَةِ, if they had stayed steadfast on the path, on the tariqa, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ, we would most definitively have satiated them with مَاءً غَدَقًا, with abundant water. And then in the commentary, the esoteric commentaries of the Holy Quran, they say this water is, it is referring to knowledge. Look, so water is knowledge. And we have many such examples. But this we get from the Holy Quran. This we get from the traditions of the Holy Messenger, the traditions of the successors to the Holy Messenger. That water is knowledge. Okay, now, this is an important principle, but from this important principle, it can be branched out. But the principle is that water, esoterically, is knowledge. Yes, the verse also has an external meaning. No one denies that. But now, here, when you take it on an esoteric understanding and commentary, if you stay steadfast on the tariqah, tariqah being the spirit of the law. We have the sharia, we have the tariqah. Tariqah is the spirit, the batin of the sharia. If you stay steadfast on it, you'll be most definitive, you'll be satiated by Allah with abundant knowledge. And this knowledge, of course, is pure knowledge, true knowledge. Some knowledges aren't pure. They're not of benefit to one in the hereafter. And their benefit in this world is also limited. But pure knowledge, knowledge of Allah, knowledge of God, knowledge of proximity to Allah, knowledge of the attributes of Allah, knowledge of pure monotheism, all these things, this is true knowledge. Now, water is knowledge. Now, based on this, here, we, according to other mystical principles, mystics believe that we are our knowledge, we are our beliefs, we are our intentions, we are our actions, and our actions, our intentions, our knowledge, our beliefs, all this will be manifested in the hereafter. Okay, so the hereafter is a direct result of how you acquired knowledge, what kind of knowledge, what kind of beliefs, what kind of intentions, what kind of actions. Water is knowledge. You are your knowledge. So naturally, we are looking after, we are seeking pure knowledge. We are seeking pure water. We went through the fatwa in its external meaning. But now, when it's describing what is true water, what is true knowledge, there's a classification of water, a classification of knowledge. In Zahiri terms, it said mutlaq, absolute, and mozaf, mixed. In esoteric terms, mutlaq water is absolute knowledge, pure knowledge, pure beliefs, pure actions, pure intentions. Water, though, mixed knowledge is where your beliefs are mixed with falsehood. Your actions are mixed with falsehood. Your intentions aren't pure. They're mixed with falsehood. They're not pure. In relation to that purity, that pure knowledge, they're relative. Mozaf water, relative water. It's relative knowledge. What makes it relative and not mutlaq and not absolute is it's contaminated to some degree. It's mixed with something. In the same way that a water is mixed with pomegranate to make it pomegranate juice or with rose petals to make it rose water, it loses its absolute nature. Pure knowledge can also be compromised, can also be mixed. And so we have two kinds of knowledge. This is how the Zahiri fatwas have to be explained. If we only teach our youth, if we only teach our children, only the external facade without explaining to them what is the spirit of these fatwas, they will lose out because they're sufficing with the external dimension alone. So in this first fatwa, this is trying to be described, that the botany meaning is this: water is two types, knowledge is two types. Absolute pure knowledge and knowledge which is mixed, mixed knowledge. And if you call mixed knowledge true knowledge, if you call it knowledge, it's only you're doing it as a figure of speech. Otherwise, it's not knowledge in true terms, in genuine terms, only as a figure of speech. That which is true is absolute, pure knowledge. Think about it. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.